Welcome to the Category 5 Community Coffee Break, everybody. It's the 19th of July, 2020. I'm Robbie. I see Solbu and Peter joining us as well so far. Hello. If I seem to be looking up, I might do that by accident because our contractor has been here, spent one morning so far. And so now the TV is mounted on the wall instead of on the floor. So I'm actually kind of looking up a little bit. So we've got, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 foot ceilings here, and it's down a few feet from the ceiling. So camera's here, TV's there, just so you know. So lots of exciting things happening around here, though, too, guys. Like, so with the studio, of course, we've been working on, like, waiting and waiting for the contractor to be able to get in. So check this out. Check this out. How do you like that?
Yeah, nice.
Gonna be fantastic. What a difference. So that frees up all the floor space that our drapes were taking up, which was about 4 feet out from the wall. And I can have multiple drapes on the system at a time and just choose which one I want to come down.
And now you can have a different background using the green screen in the show or in the coffee breaks.
Exactly. So, and I thought, so we've got the green screen already. I've got a black screen as well that we haven't used. And then, you know, maybe a white screen so that we've got those three kind of infinity screens. Hi, BP9. So we've got BP9 joining us as well. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
So now maybe doesn't hear us yet.
British thought interpreter.
I think there's a black screen matter for them.
Yeah. So, Peter, you were saying you got a new workbench. Do you want to show us your new workspace here?
I've got for me specs first.
Oh, okay. He's got to find his specs, folks. So this is the work area for our resident guru of electronics and power supplies.
Yeah, and everything else.
Yeah, and everything else.
Yeah, because I am.
Oh, so is this like a garage?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. And turn it into a workshop.
That's my drill, yeah. And
get the press? There's a soldering station? Yeah, cool.
Now that's an amplifier that's a deep bad dice.
Yeah.
You probably could you say it's got a bell in it.
I'm proud of me that I recognized as soon as you pointed the camera at it that that's a tube amp.
Yeah, it's a tube amp, yeah. And it's not resonance at the moment. I've got a few, I need to work on sort of thing like that.
Great. That's awesome.
Is that a monitor on the wall there?
Say that again, trouble, sorry.
That black thing on the wall, is that a TV or a computer monitor?
No, it's for putting a plug socket on. Plug more things in because I plug in multiple drills and power supply.
Yeah, right. Oh, cool.
And everything, soldering on and everything else.
Very good.
It was just normal. That's horrible stuff. They make speakers off of calling the name of it again. That's the horrible stuff. Stuff that makes speaker cabinets.
Like a neoprene or something. Oh, like a particle board or something.
It was no good. It was not really good because I could punch holes in it if I'm not careful.
Oh, yeah.
So we got, I didn't pay very much for it. I paid very little for it. That's secondhand board.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that works. It's harder to drill into the concrete block, so you may as well put that up, and then you've got something you can screw into, eh?
We actually, Mervyn and me have actually screwed into the, what we got is blocks, and then we
I guess that, cool. that can make it more solid too. Like I know when the contractor was putting everything up here, he had like quarter inch thick boards that he's mounted on the wall first, and then he's mounted our things onto that so that it's not putting too much of a load on the single stud. It's kind of spread out. Yeah.
These things are about 2 inches thick, and they were done. At the moment, I'm looking for another piece of board up to go underneath.
Oh, yeah. That's great, man.
Yeah.
That's great. I'd love to have a space like that.
Under $60. It was
brilliant.
The thing. Yeah.
I'd love to have a space like that, but my garage is like, it's my storage room. Like we don't have a lot of storage at our house. We don't have a crawl space or anything like that. So it's like, that's where stuff gets stored. So, but I have that dream of having workbenches all around and a clean area in the middle where I can, dude.
Real soldier, don't. That's a real soldier, don't you, Bobby?
That's for doing plumbing, not the electronic stuff.
No, that's for putting making the metal work, copper metal work.
Yeah.
Soldering on copper, making boxes out of copper and things. It's real soldering, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got level. It got quite warm as well. And it's good for
It is hot.
I did that once, Robert. I was soldering something, mm-hmm. and then for some reason, I think I must have had a brain fart because I needed to support the soldering for some reason.
Yep.
And without thinking, I was supporting it with my thumb.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, so here's...
I had that mark on my thumb for maybe a
month. Yeah. Something like that, Robbie.
A Tesla coil.
Yeah.
A homemade phaser.
That's an homemade tune circuit. So you think a normal solder on wouldn't touch it, so you need a light.
Yeah.
So you need to make a heat on it to get that solder to flow down the joints.
Oh, wow.
And that's what
Solbu, I'll tell you my story, is that I would never be so dumb as to touch the hot tip of a soldering iron. But what I did is, like, you store it. You know how you've got your helping hands with the little, like, wire coil thing that you stick the soldering iron in? So I have it sitting in there, running at 400 degrees, whatever it is, and super, super hot. And I take out the soldering iron, and I'm doing my soldering. And then I grab the coil to move the helping hands, and I get, because my hot iron had been sitting in that. So it's like, yep, live and learn. So I had I had rings on my finger for about 2 weeks. I let go pretty quick, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you don't hold on to those things for too long.
Yeah. Solbu, you been up to anything these days?
Not much.
Getting a lot of drumming in?
Yeah, a little. And playing some guitar and
I mentioned my garage. My drums are kind of tucked in the garage right now because I don't have a spot for them. Even now that we're in the new studio space, I just don't have a spot for them. So
the only reason I have the drums in my living room is that I live alone. So I have this is my drum kit, and then I have the living room, the dinner table behind us.
That works. I obviously have the three kids and the wife at home, but it really comes down to, if I tried to set up the drum kit in the living room, my wife would not have that. Not even for a moment. Hi, BP9.
Cannot imagine why.
Yeah. I'll have to ask her. Why? How you been, BP9?
All right, thank you. How about you?
Very good. Been a busy week, my friend. Very busy.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for fixing the website. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm working on it. And Solbu was mentioning
it's fixed. It's working now.
Great. Solbu was mentioning though that also the Discord IRC bridge is down. So after the coffee break, I'm going to do a quick reboot on the server, which I hate to do because that takes everything offline for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's offline now.
One of these days, Peter's going to learn about that mute switch. And he's going to...
Yeah, no, he's not.
Sorry, I'm family exhausted, by the way. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad you did. We were along for the ride.
So I talked a little bit about what I was up to last week, and I've been doing some more work on that. There is a package. I don't know if anyone's heard of it for keeping track of to-dos called Task Warrior.
Never heard of.
I find it to be very helpful for keeping track of all my to-do list. Mm-hmm. One of the things I really like about it is that it lets you sync to a Task Warrior server on another machine. Mm-hmm. So all of my machines, my Android, my phone, my tablet, my laptop, the Pinebook Pro, they can all, you know, deal with the same task list and sync to the server periodically.
Oh.
Well, last week when I talked, it was, you know, I was trying to find ways. Oh, I'm building another application that works in a similar way. And I was trying to figure out what is the best way to keep the data in sync, because I don't want to have separate sets of data on each device. I don't want the laptop to have one set of data, the Android phone to have another set of data, the main machine to have another set of data. That won't work. I really need for them to sync up. And last week I talked about, well, one of my options is to have the device or have an always-on connection to the server all the time. Well, great idea, but not so smart, especially if you're not at the house or not in range of the network or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So I'm working right now on implementing the same protocol that Task Warrior does.
Cool.
And that's a batch process. The idea is that you collect all your data in a local file on your local device. Mm-hmm. Then whenever you get ready to sync, you send that data to the server. Then it plays it back along with all the other updates that everybody else gave.
Ah.
And then you build your database with that. You end up having a set of server requests.
Nice.
That you store, and that's how you build, that's how you keep your database in sync.
So I would imagine the deduplication occurs on the server to make sure that it's not adding duplicate data.
True.
And then sends out the consolidated information.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Although if you do an add of an item that is already there, the impact really is, do you want to just add it or replace it?
And
as a designer, I could say, well, I could just replace it. Mm-hmm. With the old Palm Pilot applications, what would happen is you would get two items in your database. You know,
yes.
The hot sync protocol, you actually ended up with two duplicate items that you'd have to delete one of them.
Mm.
So that would be another way to go. So also, if you go to delete an item that's already gone, how do you treat that? Do you treat that as an error, or do you just treat it like, oh, well, it's already gone, I don't have to worry about it.
Just acknowledge it and be like, all right, done.
Yeah. These are the questions that I'm designing through right now.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Trying to make decisions about what's the most intelligent.
Yeah.
And maybe make it configurable or something. I don't know. Haven't decided that yet. This is a one-off thing. I'm not going to sell it. So.
Yeah.
I just checked and noticed that I knew I heard this before. Task Warrior is a free software project, and it's in all the major distributions.
Mm. Is a what software project?
Task Warrior.
Yeah, I know. But what was it you said, Salbu, about Task Warrior? You said
it's a terminal project.
That's one of the reasons I like it. You don't have to have X running or anything to make it work. It's just it's all command line based.
Yeah, that makes it so that if you're out and about and you don't have it on a system that you yourself video, you can remote in via SSH and add it.
So, you can always build a UI on top of it if you want to, but you don't have to, right? It's always nice to have that common denominator, that command line as your base requirement. Uh-oh, someone turned on their speaker.
That's me. Sorry.
Oh.
One sec. Well, I wanted to show you guys something, but I got to figure out how to mute this. There.
Uh-oh.
There. That's better. Okay. Now, how do I turn on my camera?
There you go.
Okay, oh, so I bet you're going to show us the new studio.
Yeah, some of the stuff. Here we go. Okay. There. Can you see what I'm looking at now?
No, we're just. Oh wait, I'll have to open. Have to look at the other screen.
There. So this is my view. Right. Oh, so
nice.
So it's coming together. Like this is obviously still a mess right here because I haven't done the cabling or anything. But they've got the TV up on the wall. We've got the rack, the rail system for the drapes. That's what it looks like. So there's a pulley over here to bring the drapes down or put them up. And there's room. I'm going to put a black drape and possibly a white one. So then we can just change the backdrop.
I thought you were going to use a brick backdrop or something.
I probably will for Nelson's sake.
Okay. Who's Nelson? And
Nelson's a guy who hates the bricks.
Oh!
A viewer. You've seen him on the show, Nelson Hudis. There you go. Those are our up lights. Very pleased with those.
Nice.
So nice. They look really nice, yeah.
But they don't really provide any ambient light, do they? They just, really just provide accent. Right, okay.
That's it. Yeah, it's about giving a nice kind of look to the set for dirt cheap. So, yeah, I think it adds a lot.
The pulleys reminds me of a video I saw yesterday.
BP9, give me a high five videos. Through the screen.
It is a Norwegian TV show. It's similar to the American Cops, only local for Norway. The police chief in one of the counties was featuring in one of the shows. He was going to join one of the patrols because he likes to periodically join his staff to see what they are doing in their daily life. And he started by joining one of his colleagues in her office and sitting down on a chair. And immediately as he sat down and leaned back, there was electric curtains on the window and they closed just as he sat down. And the switch for those curtains was right behind the armrest.
And so he bumped it by accident?
And they lost both of them because she commented that every time he's in her office, that happens.
I figure you could use like a motion sensor, like a PIR or something, and as soon as you trip it, it like closes the blinds for you. That would be neat. I have a PIR that I was thinking about connecting to an Arduino, maybe like a DigiSpark, and with the PIR, send a keystroke to USB, which would be like a keyboard keystroke, which would trigger a camera shot. Do you guys remember me talking about this at any point? So if I put a camera, say, in the producer's room, I could set up a PIR sensor that as soon as I walk in that room, it would turn on that camera. So that if I was doing a presentation and I didn't have somebody to do camera switching for me, it would automatically switch based on the PIR.
I have done something similar with cameras, but they use motion detection. Not sure what PIR is. Is that infrared?
Passive infrared, yeah. Oh, okay. Like motion sensor.
Yeah, what I've done with any regular webcam in a fairly basic project package on Ubuntu, is it will sense any kind of change in pixels on the camera, and only then will it fire off a shot. So it's not a time lapse. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do it every time.
Yep.
At a regular time. But what it will do is whenever any motion's detected based on pixels changing on the on the camera, then it preserves your shot.
Cool. So the difference with pixel versus PIR is PIR is actually sensing the heat. So if a human walks in the room, it will set it off, but not an insect or a shift in the lighting, those kinds of things.
What about if he was smoking?
Well, if someone was smoking in our studio, I'd tell them to get out.
But it's infrared.
The cigarette sure would, yeah. The smoke probably would as well because the heat, the moisture droplets, which we've all learned about. We've got our masks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever wonder if masks make a difference, just watch people at a smoking section.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Meatbusters tested motion cameras as a security feature. If you can fool them in some way. And they tested filling their room completely with smoke. It had no effect.
Yeah.
Holding up a curtain and then walking slowly past the camera, that worked because it shielded.
Right. The heat couldn't get, so that drape would have to be thick enough that it would block the heat, because infrared is detecting the heat. Really?
All it would have to do is stop movement of air, Robbie, because isn't that, well, infrared's light, isn't it?
But you are still generating a certain amount of heat, so that sheet, if it was cold, would work, but I would think if it was too thin, it would still allow some of that heat to be visible to an infrared sensor. I would expect.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's not visibility, it's heat.
Yeah.
And they also tested fingerprint sensors in order to open locks in secure areas. In every lock they tried, all you had to do was getting a fingerprint of someone and scan a fingerprint and then printing it out and holding
I heard about that. 3D printers printing to like a rubber filament or something. They could make gloves that would work with the thumbprint.
Yeah, they tried that, but they couldn't make them reliable. The most reliable method was to print it on a piece of paper.
Really? So it was optical, not touch? That's surprising. Huh.
That doesn't surprise me at all. You just squish the finger out over a glass pane, then effectively take a photo of it.
But on my phone, is it optical or is it an actual touch sensor? Like that is reading the actual fingerprint. I don't feel like it's optical. Like it's completely opaque.
Does it take a picture of it and then analyze it?
Do you think it does? Wow.
I didn't.
But maybe you look at a laptop. Maybe a laptop is a better example where the laptop has a finger sensor and it's just a strip of metal. That can't be optical, is it?
No. That optical is,
so there must be various technologies to be able to read the fingerprint. I feel like it's like those touch lamps that you touch them and the light turns on.
Well, they're just capacitive. That's all they
are. Right. But combine that with some form of a sensor that reads so it only triggers it when you touch it. I don't know. I'd have to look into how those work.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I trust them.
Another technology they wanted to test was RFID tags.
Yes.
And how hackable they were. And they contacted a firm who specializes in those tags, and they had scheduled a meeting with someone. Alan Savage told this at one of the conventions he attended in one of the last years of Mythbusters. And he said that he was not sure how much he was allowed to say, but he told everything he knew. In that phone call, there was the chief of the production and one of his team members. And on the phone, it was the guy they had contacted, along with the legal, the chief legal advisor for Visa, MasterCard, and a huge list. And they were told in point blank that if they did this, they would sue the Discovery Channel.
The bank dealer things are people sitting outside next to the people doing their thing, and the signal coming off the tiller was there in a van somewhere and decoding it and reading the numbers off of it.
Yeah, I've seen RFID. I would imagine that our cards must be encrypted. They have to be, right? Come on, tell me they are. But RFID itself is completely unsafe.
He's talking about it. It shows how insecure it really is. If
you're
threatening legal action just by talking about it.
So. Oh, okay. Well, we won't talk about it, but I'll just say you can buy an RFID reader for a couple of bucks and you can read anyone's RFID. So as long as you know how to interpret that data.
And if you have the right reader, then you can put it in your pocket and it can scan, the right reader can scan people walking by.
That's it. It happened at a Christmas parade here in Canada, where somebody had walked around and RFID tapped everybody's back pocket and just taken a buck at a time from people's wallets. And they walked away with, you know, who knows, like $20,000, whatever it was, taking 10 bucks, 20 bucks at a time from people's wallet with just touching them with the sensor. Mm. It was just scary. So I disable RFID, the tap feature on all my cards, but... We're coming up on the end of our coffee break today, but I just want to acknowledge R.D. Blair, who's just joining us. Hi, R.D. Blair. Hope you can hear us.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you. Perhaps your microphone is muted. I know Zoom, when you first joined, there's a little mic icon, and you might need to tap that to turn on your microphone. But we can see you, and it looks like I want to be where you are.
Yeah, it looks real nice.
Well, you're here just in time for us to leave. Bye.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I want to go where you are. Actually, that reminds me, I am going to take some vacation time and head up to the cottage, which is very similar kind of surroundings. So this week was crazy. I know you guys were hoping for a live show on Wednesday, and with what happened with Microsoft.
Yeah. How long did you work for on that day?
I worked until about 6:30, and so keep in mind that normally we record the news at 4. Mm-hmm. So, and I was stuck at work until 6:30. Mm-hmm. And I did come to the studio, but then that is about the time when Jeff would normally arrive. Now that we're back to having a co-host, and then we would get started on the shoot. But we hadn't even recorded the news. So. We did pull something together for you guys. So Jeff and I decided, all right, even though we haven't done the news, even though nothing is prepared, we're going to sit down and do a show. So we did. We recorded something for you. Then Becca came in the next night and recorded the news, and I've been putting it together. So I just finished editing it this morning, and I'm uploading it to the Category 5 YouTube channel. So there will be a show this week. It's just that it wasn't live, and it's completely, you know, it's a little bit different format. Okay, so, sure. But there's something there. And there's some good content.
Solbu, you mentioned Mythbusters. You heard about Grant Imahara, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I posted I posted the two articles on the Cat5 IRC channels, and I noticed that some moderator deleted those links in the Discord channel.
That may or may not have been me. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I couldn't handle it that day, Solbu. Yeah, that was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, That's like, yeah, I don't even want to get into it. That's tragic. Yep. I know there's a lot of that. You know, I didn't know him personally or anything like that, but it's like, okay, two of my grandfathers died of an aneurysm.
Yeah, he was
at a young 40, age.
He was 49.
49.
Crazy.
On the up and up, and yeah, so. And it seemed like a healthy guy from everything I could tell.
I know, yeah. You just never know, do you? You just never know.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So Wednesday wasn't a good day for that kind of news. So.
It wasn't. No.
Yeah. But hey, I mean, let's just trust that the next few weeks are going to be great. As I say, I'm going to take some downtime. I'm going to get some rest.
And but you're making progress. That's time. A good thing. You're making progress.
And BP9, I'll just tell you, you came in a little bit late, but once the coffee break is posted, come back to it, watch it on demand, because I did demonstrate the back drapery system as well.
Oh, good. So, okay. Yeah. So. Well, I couldn't remember the password for the for the Zoom meeting, and it's on the website, and the website was down. So.
Yeah, we're having a couple of issues today, so I'm working through it.
I was all ready to go. I
just couldn't. Sorry, dude.
Now I've recorded it.
If it's possible, it's the old password was real simple.
Yes.
It's easy to remember.
But now Zoom automatically generates a random one, so it's a little bit different now because they're enforcing passwords now.
I thought I remembered it, but I didn't. So
well, remember, I thought before you could choose if you wanted a password and you could type it in and everything.
Yeah,
now, because of the fallout of that situation where people were using no password, they are just enforcing random password.
I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. I'm perfectly fine with that.
They may allow me. I might be able to do a vanity password, but I've never looked.
Don't worry about it. I've recorded it now. I know what it is. Perfect. Even if the website's down, I know where to find
it. It'll probably change before the next coffee break.
That's fine. Then I'll do it. Then I'll
enforce that too. Yeah.
Just to make sure it's on the website.
Yeah, it will be on the website. And that's a keynote too, because as I'm going to be away for vacation time, which is just like relax. And also this place is going to be under construction, so I can't really do much from here. Mm-hmm. So I'll post information on the website about the next coffee break, and I'll be on Discord and everything if you can't find it or you need an update, but there probably won't be one there. I can't guarantee if there's going to be one next week and over the next few weeks. So we'll see.
All right.
All right, guys.
Sounds good. Not a problem.
Join and advertise and see what happens.
Yeah. Just try to join. And if I'm not here, it just won't be on. So, yep. All right, guys. Yep. Nice to see you all. And to everybody watching, nice to see you. And I'll see you after I've had a bit of a break. So take care.
Sounds good. Take care.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Always fun, guys.
Andy Blair, I'm sorry that you didn't get to say anything. Yeah. Sorry about that. But we see you over there. And I'm still not hearing anything. So
yeah. Oh, another note, guys. Did you notice that there should have been no static off my microphone this time?
Yeah, it sounded good.
So I've started working on that because I had to work out what was going on there. And turns out UHF is line of sight, and it prefers not to have to go through stuff. So, because the studio is in the other room,
yes,
it was actually the wall in between us was causing some interference. So,
do you know if you have metal studs in the wall?
We do. Not? Yes,
that's what we determined
the contractor here. So, what I did is I got on Amazon and I bought 4 25-foot length cables XLR. Yep. That I can run into the studio through the conduit. And so today I'm just doing a test. I've just draped it along the floor. Perfect. And I moved the antenna receiver into the studio. So
perfect.
Should be a lot better.
That'll do it. It was real nice.
Great. That's good to hear.
Something different, but I couldn't put my finger on it.
so that's why the mics were dropping out and why you needed new mics then.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So
you thought it was interference.
Yes, I thought it was because the band is so crowded here, and it is, but it still should be pretty good with the mic kit that we have. So,
By the way, I noticed that someone had typed something in the...
It was R.D. Blair. He said there was a hardware issue at his end. That's why his mic's not working.
Well, watch for the next coffee break and try to join us, R.D. Blair.
So. All right.
Take care, guys.
Please do.
See you.
Bye.
Beam me up, Robbie.